May the light shine in our hearts as we gather together this evening to remember the little one that lied in a manger in Bethlehem. For he was the light and is the light of the world. Let us glorify God and praise that light as we worship together. And I invite you to rise and join in singing our opening carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, number 135, verses 1 and 3. Let us pray. God Almighty, we invite you into this hour with this gathering, with this celebration, with this good news that Jesus, our Savior, came into the world. So bless us now, we pray, as we gather and praise you with your gift that you've brought upon the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. And I'm looking for any young one who's willing to come forward, or two or three, to help with the children's moment. Or anybody who has a young spirit within them at this moment. Well, we have you all here. I thank you for all you're doing for the service this evening. But for those of you who haven't been with us because you were away at school, we said that on this evening we would be sure and return baby Jesus to the manger because we removed baby Jesus from the manger. Now, at the first service, I had little ones in. And he shared with me what he wanted for Christmas. Well, he wouldn't tell me, but he told Santa. So anyway, I don't know what any good answers you have about Christmas, but maybe your gift is simply to be here and be home with your family. But we do have two nativity sets, one on the floor down there, and I need someone to put baby Jesus in there. And so that we'll have baby Jesus. And then I brought another one this evening to to put baby Jesus in this set up here. So who would like to? And as we have Jesus in with us now in the stable, or perhaps in a cave. You go into Bethlehem and you go down underneath the Church of Nativity. You're actually in a cave covered up with a church of where they say Jesus was born. So that's what we're celebrating this evening. However, Jesus came into the world in a cave, in a stable, but he was laid in a manger, and Mary and Joseph and were praising him. And then the other guys came too. And if you were the little kids, I'd be asking you who the other guys were. So who's the other guys? The wise men. That's right. The wise guys. And then the shepherds, of course. So thanks for helping me. And those of you who are going to read Scripture, if you just stay close, and or you have to get your paper. All right, thank you. We are ready for our first reading from Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 through 10.
How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your sentinels lift up their voices together. They sing for joy, for in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, your ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God.
I invite you to join in singing Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify for himself a people of his own, who are zealous for good deeds. But when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of any works of righteousness that we had done, but according to his mercy, through the water of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit. This Spirit he poured out on us richly through Jesus Christ our Savior, so that, having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life.
Luke, chapter 2, verse 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and to who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them.
Lord Jesus lay down, we have lost all the stars.
the prologue of the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness shall not overcome it. There was a man sent from God named John. He came to bear witness to the light. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. The true light that enlightens everyone was coming into the world. Yet the world knew him not. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But all who received him, he gave power to become. Children, he gave power to become people who were born not of the flesh, nor of humanity, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father. John bore witness to him when he cried, "This is he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, for he was before me.'" The law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the only Son who rests in the bosom of the Father. It is he that has made God known.
Thank you.
Let us pray. O holy and loving God, it's Christmas, and we come to praise you. We come to lift up our joys before you as we see Jesus laid in a manger, but know also that Jesus comes into the world to be your Prince of Peace in a world of hostility, in a world where religions were divided and still are today. So, Lord, thank you that the little babe wrapped in swaddling cloth became the great prophet and is our Savior today. And his heart reaches our heart. His joy reaches into us and helps us dig deep into the well of our own soul, where your good news and tender love is present, where you forgive our sins and give us new hope. So we thank you for this Christmas gift. And we know, O God, as we gather together this evening, and Christians gather all over the world, that the world is continually in turmoil and division. And we pray that you unite Christians so that we can truly walk with Jesus together to face the many challenges that the world brings unto us. We pray for our nation this evening, that our unity may come together and help our nation resolve our own violence that is deep within our history and deep within us. Be with us as a church and our families. And we know, O God, that our families are often divided, that they go so many different ways on understanding faith, and may they be touched this Christmas with the light shining in them, that where we have closed the doors in so many families to Christ, may that light of Christ shine in that little crack and bring hope unto them and to all of us. We raise this prayer because we trust in you, O God. We trust in Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior of our life. In his name, we praise you with Christmas hope and joy. Amen. We have the opportunity to praise God with our gifts, supporting the ministry of the church and Christmas. With joy, O God, we place these gifts before you and ask that they be utilized for your ministry near and far, showing your love around this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We want to give you some instructions as we move into our candle lighting portion of our service. Candles with a flame need to be held up straight. Candles that are being lighted would be the ones that would turn to the others. So let us prepare for this candle lighting, and then we'll, after we hear Stille Nacht in solo, we'll turn and sing Silent Night together as we pass out the light. I invite you to extinguish your candle and join in singing Joy to the World. Joy to the world. We have a guest pastor with us this evening, and I've invited him to give the benediction.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you. May he keep you in his peace, the peace of Christmas, the peace of Jesus Christ, the peace of God. Now may you go with the blessings that he places upon you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.